What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
D.C. Councilmember Kenya McDuffie is a councilmember for Ward 5, and he's also the chair of the Judiciary Committee, so it's very good to talk to him today about the resignation of Police Chief Kathy Lanier. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Councilmember.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with this, looking back on the legacy of Police Chief Lanier. And to me, I think you judge a police chief on two major criteria. Is the city safer and more crime-free than when they started? And did they properly adjudicate their job with regard to the police officers themselves? So on those two criteria, how do you think Police Chief Lanier did?
Well, I think the chief did a great job. She's definitely been a consummate professional in terms of being able to adjudicate herself as a big city police chief. I think in terms of whether or not the city's safer, statistically, the city is safer than when she started as chief 10 years ago, but it depends on who you ask. There are a lot of residents throughout the District of Columbia who feel like they aren't safe. And so I think the chief would even mention that that really is more in the eyes of the beholder. I think overall she did a great job. I think we've seen some positive strides in the District of Columbia in terms of policing over her 10-year tenure. And quite frankly, I'm thankful that she decided to commit 26 years of her career to the residents and visitors to the District of Columbia. It really shows how much she cares about public service and really trying to keep residents safe.
Well, I mean, she's going to have served in that role just 4 months short of 10 years, a full decade. And that's as police chiefs in major cities go, that's a pretty good run. I would say that many people observe that she manages up very well. In other words, to the political people that she has to deal with, she's great. That many people have offered criticism of the fact that she doesn't manage down very well, and this is evidenced by the fact that rank-and-file people are not exactly pleased with Kathy Lanier. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think that's a criticism that I've heard in the past. I talk to officers all the time, rank-and-file, and really it's a mixed bag. I think the chief would agree, though, that you're not going to be able to please all the folks who work for you all of the time. You're talking about an agency upwards of 5,000 employees, and so I think that's to be expected. Mm-hmm. I will say that we have, in the District of Columbia, one of the best police departments in the nation. Our policies and procedures are looked to as models for other jurisdictions. We've had our troubles in the past. I have heard that criticism. Morale is an issue. Right now you've got a retirement bubble right now, as well as some other attrition issues that have less to do with people retiring and more to do with certain officers who don't stay on long before they bolt for other jurisdictions. And so it definitely is something that presents a challenge. I think not having stability of a chief who's been there for 10 years but also been on the force for 26 years is going to be really difficult as we look to our next chief.
You're the chair of the Judiciary Committee there, Councilmember McDuffie, so you're going to be involved in finding Chief Lanier's replacement. First of all, when did you learn of this?
I learned of it yesterday.
In fact, wow.
I was in the middle of talking. I was talking to some officers, really just having a more of a listening session where I wanted to hear from some of the rank and file, some of the concerns that they had, things that are going well and things that are not going so well. And I received a tweet from my staff in the middle of that conversation.
So you haven't had a whole lot of, you didn't get a whole lot of lead time on this one.
I did not. I did not get a whole lot of lead time. I don't think many people got a lot of lead time, and I think it frankly surprised some people. I don't know that I would say I was surprised by this. I mean, she spent 26 years of her career here. Again, almost 10 years. That's a lot for a big city urban police chief. And you know, I'm happy that she's been here and committed so much of her time to the District of Columbia, and I wish her nothing but the best in her future career plan.
All right, how do you go about choosing a replacement? What happens? The mayor's call, right?
It's the mayor's call in terms of who she appoints. It's my hope that she's going to engage council members and importantly engage the public as well as other stakeholders like the police union.
Do you get a sense there's going to be an outside search, or are they going to go inside?
Well, my position is that we should always look inside First, to anybody who's qualified, who brings the experience to bear to be able to run the department, I think they should get a really serious consideration. But I also think that you should broaden the net because whoever comes in next is going to have a real breadth of experience in leadership to be able to coordinate and not only run our department with all those employees, you know, 3,800 officers and you know, another 1,000 employees administratively, but you also have to coordinate with the other dozens of law enforcement departments here in the nation's capital. So it presents some really unique challenges that we need to be mindful of when we consider who's going to be the next police chief.
All right. And just one quick thing on process, though, and it's just to inform me and the listeners, frankly, because I don't know. After the mayor chooses this person, is there any sort of
confirmation process? Or not?
Do you have any say in this?
There's a confirmation process. The mayor appoints. The council considers the nominee and ultimately votes on the mayor's nominee.
Can you override her choice?
We could. I mean, we could very well do so. But, you know, it's my hope, and as has really been the case in the past, the mayor understands how important this is. Council members, I think I can speak for my colleagues, understand how important the police chief is in the nation's capital and really making sure that we maintain the utmost in terms of public safety and making our residents and visitors feel safe. And so we want to work together on this. We want to have this happen as efficient as possible. We understand right. that the chief has said that she's going to resign in about a month from now. And so we really don't have a long time frame.
We got to get going on
it. I'm not sure if we can get this done by the end of the year. So we want to hurry up and do it swiftly, but do it thoroughly.
Very quickly, there's this video that's out there of an African-American woman being stopped by a police officer and held against a police car, literally in midair. And I understand there's an investigation. Did you see that video? Were you troubled by that?
Absolutely, I saw the video, and I was troubled by it. You know, it's about a 45-second video. Obviously, I'm not sure what happened or transpired leading up to that, but to see what I saw in the 45 seconds where officer literally has a woman off of her feet, a small-frame woman off of her feet, and to find out that there, it's my understanding that there wasn't an arrest in the case, raises some serious concerns about the level of force that was used and whether or not it was reasonable. So I did reach out to the chief directly, asked to make sure that there was an investigation and that it happened swiftly, but again, that it happened thoroughly so that we can understand the circumstances and whether or not the force was
reasonable. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much, D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie. Greatly appreciate it.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.